In the floor of this room was a doorway, or hatch, and it was locked with a large padlock made of stacked steel plates. He stood looking at it.
"Papa,"
the boy said,
"we should go."
"Papa?"
"There's a reason this is locked." The boy pulled at his hand. He was almost in tears.
"Papa,"
he said, "we've got to eat."
"I'm not hungry, Papa, I'm not."
"We need to find a pry bar or something." They pushed out through the back door, the boy hanging on to him. He shoved the pistol in his belt and stood looking out over the yard. There was a brick walkway in the twisted and wiry shape of what once had been a row of boxwoods. In the yard was an old iron harrow, propped up off the ground on piers of stacked brick, and someone had wedged in the rails of it a 40-gallon cast-iron cauldron of the kind once used for rendering hogs. Underneath were the ashes of a fire and blackened billets of wood. At one side, a small wagon with rubber tires. All these things he saw and didn't see. At the far side of the yard was an old wooden smokehouse and a tool shed. He crossed, half dragging the child, and went sorting through tools standing in a barrel under the shed roof. He came up with a long-handled spade and hefted it in his hand. "Come on," he said. Back in the house, he chopped at the wood around the hasp staple and finally jammed the blade under the staple and pried it up. It was screwed into the wood, and the whole thing came up, lock and all. He kicked the blade of the shovel under the edge of the boards and got his lighter out. Then he stood on the tang of the shovel and raised the edge of the hatch and leaned and got hold of it.
"Papa,"
the boy whispered. He stopped.
"Listen to me," he said. "Just stop it. We're starving. Do you understand?"
Then he raised the hatch door and swung it over and let it down on the floor behind.
"Just wait here," he said.
"I'm going with you."
"I thought you were scared."
"I am scared."
"Okay. Just stay close behind me."
He started down the rough wooden steps. He ducked his head and then flicked the lighter and swung the flame out over the darkness like an offering. Coldness and damp, an ungodly stench. The boy clutched at his coat. He could see part of a stone wall, clay floor, an old mattress darkly stained. He crouched and stepped down again and held out the light. Huddled against the back wall were naked people, male and female, all trying to hide, shielding their faces with their hands. On the mattress lay a man with his legs gone to the hip and the stumps of them blackened and burnt. The smell was hideous.
"Jesus,"
he whispered. Then, one by one, they turned and blinked in the pitiful light.
"Help us," they whispered. "Please help us."
"Christ," he said. "Oh, Christ."
He turned and grabbed the boy.
"Hurry," he said. "Hurry."
He dropped the lighter. No time to look. He pushed the boy up the stairs.
"Help us,"
they called. "Hurry." A bearded face appeared, blinking at the foot of the stairs.
"Please," he called. "Please."
"Hurry. For God's sake, hurry."
He shoved the boy through the hatch and sent him sprawling. He stood and got hold of the door and swung it over and let it fall. And he turned to grab the boy, but the boy had gotten up and was doing his little dance of terror.
"For the love of God, will you come on?"
he hissed. But the boy was pointing out the window. And when he looked, he went cold all over. Coming across the field toward the house were four bearded men and two women. He grabbed the boy by the hand.
"Christ," he said. "Run, run!"
They tore through the house to the front door and down the steps. Halfway down the drive, he dragged the boy into the field. He looked back. They had some shelter from the ruins of the privet, but he knew they had minutes at most, and maybe no minutes at all. At the bottom of the field, they crashed through a stand of dead cane and out into the road and crossed into the woods on the far side. He redoubled his grip on the boy's wrist and glanced at him briefly. He looked like something out of a death camp.
Run, he whispered. We have to run.
He looked toward the house, but he could see nothing. If they came down the drive, they'd see him running through the naked trees with the boy. This is the moment. This is the moment. He fell to the ground and pulled the boy to him.
Shh, he said. Shh. Are they gonna kill us? Papa?